Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. You know that feeling when you're just drifting through life, not really going anywhere, but somehow still exhausted? Yeah, me too. That's why I started this podcast, to help us all cut through the noise, find our focus, and actually achieve those dreams we keep tucked away in the back of our minds. And today, my friends, we're diving headfirst into one of the most fundamental pillars of success: setting healthy goals. Think about it for a second. Ever feel like you're just running on autopilot? Maybe you've got a million things on your to-do list, but no real direction. That's where goals come in. They're not just wishy-washy daydreams, they're the roadmap that guides us towards what truly matters. But here's the catch: goals have to be healthy. We're talking about goals that inspire us, challenge us, but don't leave us feeling overwhelmed and burnt out. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways for setting those healthy, kick-butt goals that actually propel you forward. First up, make sure your goals are aligned with your values. What truly matters to you? Is it creativity, helping others, financial freedom, or something else entirely? Your goals should reflect those core values, otherwise they'll feel empty and meaningless. Think of it like this. You wouldn't build a house on shaky ground, right? Same goes for your goals. They need that solid foundation built on what truly resonates with you. Second, break down big goals into smaller, manageable steps. That mountain you want to climb can seem pretty intimidating, but trust me, it's all about conquering one peak at a time. By breaking down large goals into bite-sized chunks, you create a sense of accomplishment along the way. You celebrate those mini victories, which keeps you motivated and focused on the bigger picture. Ever tried building something awesome with Lego? It's all about connecting those bricks, one by one, until you have this incredible masterpiece. Goals work the same way: each step builds upon the last, leading to that epic achievement. Third, to be specific, immeasurable. Vague goals like get healthier are a recipe for confusion. Instead, aim for something concrete, like exercise for 30 minutes 3 times a week. You need those clear markers to track your progress and know when you're hitting the mark. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't just say run faster, right? You'd set specific mileage targets, pace goals, and even nutrition plans. The same principle applies to any area of life. Where do you want to see real results? Fourth, don't be afraid to adjust your course. Life is a journey with unexpected twists and turns, so it's okay to reevaluate your goals along the way. If something isn't working, don't be stubborn, be flexible. Maybe your priorities have shifted, or you've discovered new passions. That's perfectly normal, and it just means you're evolving and growing. Finally, celebrate your wins. No matter how big or small, acknowledge those achievements and give yourself a pat on the back. These celebrations fuel your motivation and keep you moving forward. They're like little reminders that you're making progress and building something amazing. Ever felt like you were juggling a million things at once, but never really accomplishing anything meaningful? I know I have. Last week, for example, I was trying to tackle a big writing project, work on my podcast episodes, and somehow fit in some exercise and social time. Sound familiar? I ended up feeling stressed, scattered, and unproductive. But then I took a step back and realized I hadn't set any clear goals. I was just reacting to whatever came my way instead of having a plan. So, I sat down, identified what truly mattered, and broke down those big tasks into manageable chunks. It made all the difference. Suddenly, I felt energized, focused, and actually productive. Remember, setting healthy goals isn't about creating more pressure, it's about giving yourself direction and purpose. It's about making sure you're investing your time and energy in things that truly matter. So, before we wrap up, let me recap the key takeaways. Align your goals with your values, break them down into smaller steps, be specific and measurable, be flexible and willing to adjust, and celebrate your wins along the way. Now, it's your turn. What are you going to do differently this week? Share your thoughts on social media using the hashtag #ClarityFirstGoals. I want to hear about your journey. Until next time, remember to stay focused, stay inspired, and keep chasing those dreams. See you soon.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.